C62 downtown. Friday afternoon, Rich Kimble here. And time for us to talk a little Black Bear hockey as we're joined on the phone by the voice of the Black Bears, our friend John Shields. Hello there, Johnny. How are you?
Good, Rich. How are you? A little Nirvana to lead into the segment. I like it.
We're trying to mix it up, modernize it a little bit, you know, get with the kids with something that's only 30 years old.
Yeah. Exactly. Nice and fresh.
Yeah, that's how I look at things here. How you been? It's got to be weird for you at this point in the season to have a weekend off.
Yeah, the rare Friday, Saturday off. But what happens when you have a league that has 11 teams? So we're in league play time now, and somebody has to be off every weekend, and it's Maine's turn.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Black Bears move up to number 6 in the country this week. We knew there would be improvement this year, but would you have imagined before the season that this would be a top 10 team?
No. I mean, the question mark, the X factor was the Nadeau brothers and what they could do, and could they play college hockey immediately? Would they need time to transition into this level of play? And now we know that they were ready to go, and they've been on the top line all year long, and they've helped to lead this team with other great players to where they are right now, and it's been a great ride, and we've got a long way to go, but it's going to be fun to see what happens the rest of the way.
Well, and after an up and down weekend previously against UConn, the Black Bears left little doubt last weekend with Lowell.
Yeah, two good games at home against the River Hawks. And, UMass Lowell's always a tough team to play. Very well coached. Longtime head coach Norm Bazan was there. Sorry, my phone was beeping. Had to send my wife the voicemail. Doesn't she know we're on the radio?
She doesn't care.
No, she'll call back in a second. Don't worry. But Maine scoring 7 goals is always great and not easy to do. And a 5-3 win in the first game, 7-2 in the second game, and a hat trick for Harrison Scott, who's been playing with the Nadeaus. Shorthanded goals, power play goals, everything you could want. It was definitely a great weekend for Maine.
Yeah, and we talked about it with you last week, and it's exactly what happened. Getting more people involved in the offense and the scoring, and a whole bunch of people ended up on that stat sheet after the Saturday game.
Yes, yeah, they sure did. I mentioned the hat trick there for Harrison Scott, but Brandon Holt, the defenseman, scoring. Sully Scholey now, I think he's got 5 goals. Ben Poisson, who's in his 5th year, had one of the shorthanded goals. And he has always been a great player on the penalty kill for Maine, and just a steady, strong player, and he got rewarded with the goal there. Donovan Houle had 3 goals over the weekend, a couple goals on Friday, and a goal on Saturday. So he's another important player as he has been on the second line now for Maine. So that balanced scoring you just mentioned, he's involved in that. Thomas Friel and Lyndon Breen on a line with Donovan Houle. So when you have more than just one line that you can roll out there that can put pucks in the net, it's always a benefit.
And it helps, too, to have a second goalie, and it looks like they sure have that in Albin Boya.
Yeah. He's still young, but he seems very steady in there, the freshman. And it's also, I think, to have a little competition for Victor. Competition's always good. It keeps them both on their toes. And, as the stretch run continues here, you don't want to have to rely on one goalie for 60 minutes in a weekend. This would be nice where if they need to, they can put Albin in for big games. And that's kind of where they want to be. I know Coach Barr told us last week he wants one of them to come out and win the job outright. And I think right now they're both playing so well that either goalie could play either night. So we'll see how that develops. If one goalie will step up and take the job come playoff time. But right now it's kind of a 50-50 thing.
Well, back at it next weekend. And over the next 2 weekends, the Bears will actually face 3 different Hockey East opponents next weekend down to Massachusetts, Northeastern Friday night, and then UMass on Saturday.
Yeah, split weekend next weekend. Northeastern struggled this year, so these are important games an important game for them as they're trying to gather as many Hockey East points as they can, because they to not finish in that bottom 3, nobody wants to be down there. And then UMass, Coach Barr's old home where he helped them win a national championship. He's only coached there as the head coach of Maine one trip, and that was his first year, and they beat UMass in overtime that year when UMass was ranked ninth in the country and Maine was just trying to win a couple of games. And a rough first year for the Black Bears. So last time with it, they were there, Coach Barr and the Black Bears got a big win over UMass, and it'll be a big next Saturday.
And then the weekend after that, at the Alfond, likely rocking with more sellouts as the Providence Friars come to town.
Yep, Providence, they're in a position, too, where they're trying to get a home playoff spot. And Nate Lehman, longtime coach there, always has his teams prepared. Of course, he knows Orono well. He coached in Orono as an assistant when he started his college hockey career. Looking into and two sellouts, and it's going to be fun to see how they stack up with Friars, another good Hockey East team. So important games. They all feel like playoff games. They really do. We say that. It's a little cliche, but every point matters at this juncture in the season.
And I'm reading here on the website that next weekend, next Friday, is the Bananas Birthday Bash. I didn't know it was Bananas' birthday. I have time to shop because I haven't got him anything yet. But how old is Bananas? Does anybody know?
I believe he's 110 years old.
Really?
Yes. That is a number that I saw this week. So there will be some T-shirts given out for the Bananas Birthday Bash. Everybody loves Bananas, Rich. You know that.
Well, I love Bananas, and I have to say, man, for 110, he is getting it done.
Yeah, he's still operating at a high level for 110.
I mean, the only guy at that age who's still going as strong as him is our friend George Hale.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Well, John, good to talk with you as always. Hope your weekend goes well. I'm sure. Do you think that message from your wife has to do with some things she expects you to get done this weekend with no hockey?
Oh, I guarantee it. She works tomorrow and Sunday, so my list is long. I've got three youth hockey games to go to for my son, and I'm going to try to sneak in UMaine basketball tomorrow for the men when they take on. I don't even know who they play. I forget.
They're playing Binghamton. Binghamton tomorrow.
Binghamton, yes, our favorite. So I got to try to get to that game. I've got a busy weekend ahead of me, and I'm sure she's going to add to that.
And, you know, I mentioned it on the social media, but when you see your dad, please give him a more personal congratulations from me to him for 500 games doing women's basketball. Good Lord.
Yeah, a lot of games. A lot of games for him in the Black Bear program. And they've had some great ones. He's seen some really good games, and you know, the Coach Vachon taking over for Coach Barron and kind of continuing what Coach Barron started, getting the program back. And it's been a bunch of fun years to follow along. And he's been right there courtside to see 500 of those games.
That's amazing.
pretty crazy.
Absolutely. Well, John, thanks as always. Hope your weekend goes well. We'll miss you on the radio, but we'll be tuned in next week, and we'll talk to you right here next Friday afternoon.
Yeah, thanks, Rich. We'll talk to you next Friday from Matthews Arena in Boston.
Looking forward to it. Thanks again, John.
Can't wait. See ya.